이라에서.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding Avav Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, by the word Ella. So says the Gemara. Again, we're trying to explain the cryptic statement of Rav that he said that the Beitza Imitziasa Nigmara. So says the Gemara, Ella, what does it mean, Imitziasa Nigmara? It means Imitziasa Nigmara Umegadala Sefreichem. Once it's laid, so then it's considered finished, it's able to turn into a hen. Even though it's a fertilized egg, if you find a fertilized egg, says the Gemara, b'me'ima eina megadal safreichem. If you find an egg, even a fertilized egg, inside of the mother, so that will never turn into an afreyach. Only once it's laid, so then it's considered fully developed, and now it could eventually turn into an afreyach. L'may nafkamina l'mekach u'memkar. And the nafkamina is with regards to mekach u'memkar, like the Gemara is about to illustrate. Ki ahu da'amar lu bei d'pachi l'man. A certain person, he was looking for specifically for a laid egg. And Yavule Be'er Deshchuta, and Lemaisa, they gave him an egg that was founded inside of a shechted hen. So Asa Lekami, the Rebbe, so they came to Rebbe, and Amar Luhu, and he said to them, Mekach Tois Uvahadar, that it's Mekach Tois, that's not what he was looking for, and you have to give it back. Says the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Ma'ud Etema, I could have thought to say, that Haila Achila Kabayle, that really it could be this person wanted the laid egg, he wanted it to eat it. He just wanted a laid egg because it's more developed, it's more ripened, and that's why he wanted it, but really it was to eat. And Lamay Nafkamina, Lamay said still Mekach Toi, so why would that change anything? Because then it would be a different type of Mekach Toi. Then it would come out that they gave him what he wanted, they gave him an egg to eat, it's just inferior quality, in which case he wouldn't get all of his money back, he would just get the difference in price back. Kamash Malon, then no, when a person was looking for a laid egg, we assume he wants a laid egg, because he wants one that's Megadala Sefreichem. So that's the Nafkamina, that's something that we learned from Rav, that a Beitza only once it's laid, then it's able to be Megadala Sefreichem. Says the Gemara, a similar story. He was going around town asking for a fertilized egg. They gave him an unfertilized egg. Also, came to Rabbi Ami, came to Rabbi Ami, and Amar Lahu, Mekach Toisu. Again, he said, it's Mekach Tois. And the sale is null and void. Says the Gemara, again, Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, it's Mekach Tois. They gave him the wrong thing. Maybe he wanted a fertilized egg, but he wanted it for eating purposes. But a fertilized egg, they're more fattier. And that's why he wanted that. L'may nafkamino, l'mays fale bene bene. And the nafkamino would be, even though it's still mekach tois, but the sale wouldn't be void, they would just have to reimburse him the price difference. Kamash malon, rabami, that no, that when a person's looking for a fertilized egg, you have to assume he's looking for it to be megadal sefreichim. And Mamela, they gave him a completely different item. He was looking for an afreyach, and they gave him a scrambled egg, so that's why it's completely mekach tois, and the sale is void. Says the Gemara, or it could be that when Rav said, imitziasa nigmara, my imitziasa nigmara, imitzias ruba nigmara. That once rive of the egg comes out Erev Yomtif, so then it's considered nigmar, it's considered it's nailan mi Erev Yomtif, and now you can eat it on Yomtif. Uktrab Yaychanan, Dam Rab Yaychanan, Beitza, Shiatza, Ruba, Merv Yomtif, Vichazra, even if it then goes back into the hen, Mutaras la'achla biyomtif, you're allowed to eat this egg on Yomtif, it's not considered a Beitza Shinolad biyomtif. Vikadamri, or some say the exact opposite, the Maya Imitzias Enigmara, Imitzias Kula Enigmara. That's only once all of it comes out of the hen, that's when it's considered Enigmara, not Rive. Imitzias Kula in, Avarubaloi, Lafukimid Rabbi Eichnan. In this case, Rav was coming to argue on Rabbi Eichnan, and he was saying that Rive is not enough, it has to be that all of it comes out Erev Yamtif in order for it to be mutter to eat it on Yamtif. As opposed to if it then comes out on Yom Tif, if it didn't come out completely on Erev Yom Tif, and instead, even if Rav, if it comes out on Erev Yom Tif, if it then goes back in and it comes out on Yom Tif, so then that's going to be a Beitza Shenol de Yom Tif. Says the Gemara Gufa, the halacha is if you shecht a hen, and you find inside the hen a completely formed egg, so the halacha is you're allowed to eat it with milk. Rav Yaakov Aimer, Emayu Mu'ureis Begidin Asureis. He's Chalak in the Tanakama, and he says that's not always true. If it's still attached to the hen, it's attached with Gidin, with some sort of tissue, to the mother, to the hen. So then it's still considered, it still has the status of basar, and therefore you're not going to be allowed to eat it with milk. Says the Gemara, Mantana Lahad Tan Rabbanan, who is the author of the following braisa, which says, Ha'aicham Nivla Saif Tar. If a person eats Nivla Saif Tar, so Nivla Saif Tar is Metama, a person, Bebeis Abliya. If a person eats, but only if you eat the basar of the Nivla Saif Tar, if you eat the flesh. If you eat other parts, then it's not going to be Metama. So now says the braisa, these are examples of things which are not basar. Imayu Me'ura is Begid, Minashal Shabetzim, which the Gemara assumes right now means eggs that are attached to the hen, or mina atzama is the bones, mina gidin the tissues, mina basar sanit lash mina chai, or from the flesh that was separated from the bird while it was still alive. So tar, a person who eats these parts, that's not considered eating the basar of the nevela, and it will be tar. However, mina ashkol shabetzim, which right now the Gemara assumes refers to the ovary, mina kurkavan the crop, mina bnei mayin from the intestines, aisha imcha sachele vugmayu, or if he melts down the fats and he swallows it, so then in all these cases tame, that's considered basar, and he'll be tame because of nivla saiftar. So now mantana mina shalosh shabetzim tar. Who is the tana who says if you eat the shalosh shabetzim, which is these eggs attached to the hen, so your tar, I mean it's not considered basar. Rabbi Yosef to like Rabbi Yaakov, that's not like Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov ha'amar imayim ureis begidin asureis. He said you're not allowed to eat these eggs with milk. Obviously, Rabbi Yaakov considered these parts to be basar. So the tana of this brisa is not like Rabbi Yaakov. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says not so fast. Mimai, who says, Dilma ad kan lekam Rabbi Yaakov hasam el inini surah. Maybe Rabbi Yaakov only said with regards to basar v'chalav that it has a din of basar. He was geyser that it has a din of basar l'chumra. Avol inin toma, but with regards to toma, so life. So then he didn't make a gzeira, but really it's not basar, and that's why you're tar. Well, in v'chitema, maybe you'll ask, inin toma nami nigzer, that why wouldn't he make a gzeira also with regards to toma, that it should be considered like basar, and the person who eats it should be tame. I'll tell you that no, the reason why he didn't make a gzeira was because apushe tomahu, apushe toma mid rabbanon loy mafshina. We don't like to spread too much tuma, because then there'll be hefset tyrus, and maybe that's why he didn't make a gzeira with regards to tuma, but with regards to iser to basar b'chalav, so then he made a gzeira. V'ikadamri, or some say different, completely different version of this whole shaklavataria. The man tana mina eshkol shabetzim tame. Who is the Tana of this Braisa, where the Sefer of this Braisa mentions Eshkol Shabetzim is Tameh, which now the Gemara assumes, before we said it's referring to the ovary, the Gemara now assumes that Eshkol Shabetzim refers to the eggs that are attached to the hen. Who is the Tana who says if you eat these eggs that you're Tameh, that it has a din of Basar? I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakovi. The Tana is Rabbi Yaakov, Damrim, Hayim, Ureis, Begid, and Asureis, who says you're not allowed to eat these eggs with milk. Obviously, he considers these eggs to be Basar. Abaye says it's no raya. Mimai de eshko, mehanef de talia be eshko. Who says that when it talks about the ovary, that's referring to the eggs that hang in the ovary? Dilma eshko gufe. Maybe it's talking about the actual ovary itself. V'chitema eshko gufe ma'lameimra. Maybe you'll ask, what's the chiddush that if you eat the eshkol, that your tame, obviously that's considered basar. I'll tell you, midi dehava kork of anu b'nei mayim. It's the same chiddush as that which the braisa says, that if you eat the cork of an ibnei mayin, that your tame, the afu gav the basar ninu, even though it's basar, so of course your tame. So what's the chiddush? Because kevan diki inchi deloy achli, it's rechash meinon, since there are people that don't eat it. So that was the chiddush of the braisa, that even though it's not so normal, you're still tame if you eat it. So achanami kevan diki inchi deloy achli, it's rechash meinon. So too by the ovaries, I'll tell you, in achanami, it's posher that it has the din of basar, but being that it's not so normal to eat, so you might have thought that maybe you don't get the tumah of nivla saiftar, kamash mulan, that you do. Says the Gemara Veiter now, Tan Rabbanan, Kol shetashmisha b'yayim nola b'yayim, things that mate by day, they give birth by day. Kol shetashmisha b'layla, nola b'layla, things that mate by night, they give birth at night. And kol shetashmisha b'yayim 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 b'layla, nola b'yayim b'yayim b'layla. If they don't differentiate, so then also when they give birth, it's both by day and by night. Kol shetashmisha b'yayim nola b'yayim zutarna gailas, that's referring to hens. Kol shetashmisha b'layla, nola b'layla zu'adleif, that's referring to bats. That's Adam v'chod adamile. That's people and anything, anyone or any animal that's like people in that sense. So then they give birth both by day and by night. Now, Amar Mar, we mentioned that kol shetashmisha b'yoyim nila b'yoyim zutar negoilas. The things that mate by day, they give birth by day, we said that's referring to a hen. L'mayin afkamina, why, what's halachic significance does this scientific fact have? Says the Gemara, look at Rabbi Mari braid Rav Kahana. The Amar of Mari braid Rav Kahana. Badak bekina shel tarnegailin. If a person checks his chicken coop me'erev yamtiv v'loy matzah babetza, and he does not see that there's any eggs over there, and then ulamachar, the next morning he wakes up before alayis hashachar, he wakes up 4 a.m, hishkim u'matzah babetza, and he sees that there's an egg there. So said Rav Mari muteres that you're allowed to eat the egg. You don't have to be chayshish that the egg was late at night, even though you checked. Says the Gemara v'haloy badak, but you checked. So how could it be? Says the Gemara, Emer le badag yafa yafa. We'll assume that you obviously didn't check very well. Afilu badag yafa, and even if the person persists that he did check well, Emer yatsaruba v'chazra hava yukut Rabbi Yechanan. So we'll assume that most of it came out before Yantif, and then it went back into the hen, that's why you didn't see it. But really, it was an egg that was considered laid by the daytime before Yantif. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this true? V'amar Rav Asiya, Rabbi Yaisi ben Shaul, Amar Rav, that badak bekina shatar negailim erev yamtif, v'limatz v'beitza ulamach rishkum matz v'beitza asura. He said in this case where the person checked his chicken coop erev yamtif, and then yamtif morning he wakes up early and he sees the egg, that you're not allowed to eat the egg. You have to assume it was late at night on yamtif. It's a beitza shenol to be yamtif. Says the Gemara, no. There it's because we're not talking about a fertilized egg. We're talking about an unfertilized egg. Unfertilized egg could be laid at night. Says the Gemara, so in the case of Rav Mari also, how could he say that you're allowed to eat the egg? Maybe this egg is an unfertilized egg, and really maybe it was late at night. So how could he just assume that you're allowed to eat the egg? Says the Gemara, Bidika Zachar Behada. Because there was a male that was with that hen. So therefore we assume it's a fertilized egg. Says the Gemara, Bidika Zachar Nami, Ema Me'aris Afno. Maybe she had things against this Zachar. And maybe this was an unfertilized egg. Says the Gemara, Amaravino, Gemiri, Kolhecha, Dika Zachar Loi Safno Me'ara. That no, anytime there's a Zachar there, so the female will always prefer to have a fertilized egg. And therefore this egg is for sure a fertilized egg. That's how Rav Mari knew that it wasn't late at night. Says the Gemara Vad Kama, how far away could the Zachar be that we could assume that this is a fertilized egg? Amar Rav Gamda Mishmida Rav, Kolecha Deshama, Kale Bimama. So long as you could hear its voice during the day, it's that far, so then you could assume that this is a fertilized egg. And says the Gemara Avad Rav Mari Uvda at Shisin Bate. The Rav Mari once taka paskin the Shiloh about this up to 60 houses away, 60 houses away where he held that you could assume it's a fertilized egg. Now, says the Gemara, V'ika Nahara, if there's a river separating the male from the female, so then Loi Avra, it won't go past the river, it'll be Meiser Nefesh to go over the river, that it won't do. V'ika Mabra, Avra, but if there's a bridge, it will go. V'ika Meitzra, but if it's a rope bridge, so then Loi Avra, it won't. But just half of the Avra Meitzra. There was once a story where it did, but that's not something that you're allowed to assume. Now says the Gemara by Ukimta, but this after me'ara, my area badak, hilay badak nami. In the case of Rav, where he said that the egg was usher, so we said it's talking about an unfertilized egg, and that's why Rav said that you have to be choyshesh, that the egg was late at night and it's usher. If so, so then why does Rav specifically speak about a case where you checked the coop erev yamtiv? Even if you didn't check the coop erev yamtiv, l'chayr, you have to be choyshesh that the egg was late at night and that it's usher. Says the Gemara, no, ki loy badak ema me'at mol havai. If you didn't check it, we're allowed to assume that the egg was laid erev yamtiv, because it's more common, even for unfertilized eggs, to be laid during the day. Well, says the Gemara, if so, yahachi ki badak nami ema yatsaruba v'chazra havai yukut Rabbi Yochanan. So even if you did check it, why don't we say it really was laid during the day, because that's more common, and say that Rabbi Yochanan's case happened, where it came out raiv and then went back into the hen. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan leishchiach, because that's really not common. So we'd rather assume that it was late at night, which is a little bit uncommon, than to assume that it was late during the day, and this whole thing like Rabbi Yochanan happened, which is very uncommon. Now the Gemara just ends with another halacha from Rabbi Yaisi ben Sholem Arav, Am Rabbi Yaisi ben Sholem Arav, that haituma shchika, if you have this crushed garlic, sakanta ligiluya. So if it's left uncovered, so it's considered a sakana, because you have to be chayshesh that maybe a snake went in it, and it left some of its venom inside of the garlic.